This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 509-727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, I've got some news for you.
Okay.
I might have to stop giving my cell phone out on the intro to the show. Do you want to know why?
No, I don't.
That little subject where, you know how we've been telling people to subscribe on YouTube and TikTok to see you and the channel. Well, that little segment where we talked about the home building Costco door.
Yeah.
That goes in the drive. That ended up getting 4 million views on Instagram.
Wow.
So, John, you're an influencer. I knew you had it in you. Over 6 million views over the platforms. So, yeah. Wow. So thank you, everyone, for subscribing and helping make that a success. But we might reconsider just locally airing the cell phone situation there.
Yeah.
So, but glad to do it. Actually glad to just provide that type of content for people in the real estate world and you know, marketing. I mean, that helps get views on Tri-Cities and our homes here and the homes we're putting on the market here. So thank you, everybody, for helping share those videos and making that a reality for sure. We do always like to start off with our crazy national celebrity housing story.
Okay.
And this one, I'm going to have to take you to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
And there's a house there. There was a famous house there that was filmed for a series, a show, and it's called the Walter White House.
Oh, yeah.
From Breaking You're smiling. Bad. You know over there. From Breaking Bad. This is the actual, the family. Mm-hmm. It's been in the family for like 50 years, the house, and now the kids owned it. It's been used as basically for filming and a set since like 2008. Well, they've put that actual house on the market, and it hit the market for $4 million. Mm. Okay, now we've had a lot of houses, famous houses, on the show from movies and from videos, and then they've gone to resell them. I'm having a tough time with the price.
Okay.
At $4 million. The Zestimate of a house in this neighborhood is $343,000.
So it's obvious that they're using the notoriety of the show as an excuse to do that.
Absolutely. Now, they did say like that there are times when they get over 300 cars per day coming by the house.
Wow.
They're hoping the cult following and the fans of the show, you know, there's been talk of buying it to be a museum. Mm-hmm. Or somebody was saying the way they described it in the listing, the agent said you could have the most popular Airbnb on the market. And so, you know, it just depends on what type of notoriety is going to come from it. I am very, very curious on this one to see what it actually sells for.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to think back over all the ones we've done over the years. And even like the Home Alone house in Chicago, which was a very different style house and much larger house. I think that was, you know, under this price point. I mean, they are shooting for the stars at this $4 million price point. So it'll be very interesting to see what it comes at. I hope that we see a follow-up of this once this goes ahead and does close. I also found it interesting that when I went to Zillow before the show to try to find any sort of update on it, it was not showing on there. But all of the articles that came out like a week ago had it on there. If they have enough pull to get Zillow to change something, I'm impressed. I will tell you, that is impressive. So we'll see if that was a glitch or that comes back up. But Yeah, here we go with the Walter White House.
If they get hundreds of people coming by, why don't they just set up some barricades and go dollar, yeah. dollar,
Well,
dollar.
There is that, but here's the thing. Like, it's in a very traditional neighborhood.
Okay.
So you've got neighbors on yeah. each side of it. So I think there's only so much you can do with zoning there.
Yeah.
So that'll
That's
be
probably
a,
true.
That'll be a fun one to follow up on. Mm-hmm. Well, we do always like to temper that with a more... shall we say, applicable news story.
Yes.
And I've got some economic data on home price appreciation on a national level. So using the Case-Shiller National Index, which is kind of, you know, one of the most recognized for this, in October, we had 4.2% year-over-year home price appreciation. Now, that was 4.6 in September and 5.2% in August. What happened? Interest rates in that situation. And so that's following that very, very closely. And we've been seeing home appreciation slow. We're going to talk about that this year when we talk mm-hmm. about predictions. But we've seen year over year price appreciation slow for the last 7 months. However, pending home sales finally are starting to show an increase, and those have been actually increasing the last 3 months. So some positive news on the pending side from a national level from home sales there. Well, John, this is the show where we go back into the archives, and I have some serious accountability this time of year on this show, because what we do is we go back to my predictions for 2024.
Okay.
I pull the outline out. I pull the notes out from that show that we did last January. And I get some real data out and see what did I get right and what did I get wrong from the predictions of 2024. And then next week and the next coming weeks, we'll come up with some predictions for 2025. But today, it's about looking back and seeing, do I even know what I'm talking about? and so we're going to look into this. I made 7 big predictions last year.
Okay.
And the first one that I talked about was specifically for Tri-Cities here in the market. I said that home prices would appreciate between 2 to 3%. And that's not a number. A lot of people in this market got used to 5, 6, 7% home appreciation. And I said, we're going to be down to a very boring, normal Tri-Cities market looking at home appreciation at 2 to 3%.
Mm-hmm.
So when you break it down, and I use our 5 metro areas for this, I use Richland, Pasco, Kennewick, West Richland, and Benton City for these numbers. When you break it down and look at that, we did have price appreciation, which is great because the previous year we had not, as we came into massive, massive high interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
And when you break it down over those 5 areas, we had price appreciation at 1.7%.
Okay.
So not a lot. We're not breaking any records.
No.
Are you going to round that 1.7 up to 2 and give me that one, John?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I needed that one for my statistics.
You needed the win.
I need the win on that because we're gonna hit some that I wasn't as good on. But Richland and Kennewick almost hit that number exactly. Like when you look at it, Richland and Kennewick appreciated roughly 3% when we break it down by city. Pasco was fairly flat when you're looking at their average price point. So this is almost exactly what I thought would be the case. Absolutely nailed that one based upon what we were seeing in the market. Prediction number 2 that I made at the beginning of last year is I said that interest rates would settle out around 6%.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, I have an absolutely love-hate relationship with this metric and what goes on in the market. We've probably talked about it more in the last 2 years than we did the previous 8. Just because we had such low record numbers and then it was such a drastic change in the market.
Yes.
I really thought we were going to see the inflation numbers coming down. I thought we would see rates settle out around 6%. Last year when we started, they were running roughly 6.75%.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at the average of what happened this year, I missed this one. Our average for the year on the 30-year fixed was 6.75%. Almost exactly
what it was
where we started at. I mean, there were some ups and some downs. If we look at the best month we had was September, where we averaged 6.1%. And I tell you what was crazy, we immediately saw more activity in the market.
Yes.
We saw the last fourth quarter be very, very strong. It's crazy how tied to that number the activity was and how sensitive the market still is to it. The worst month we saw was April at 7.25 last year. And then right now, currently, it's been creeping back up and we're sitting right at about 6.85%. And these are on a 30-year fixed.
Okay.
So I missed that one. Like, I thought we were going to get more relief in this arena than we did. And, you know, we saw inflation numbers still running a little bit higher than they wanted to be, so they weren't able to cut rates as quickly as they thought they were going to be. I thought the election would have a bigger effect on it, and it just didn't with rates. And so we're at that point where that was just one that I missed. It made it a little bit more difficult. And especially on the buy side for first-time home buyers, that made it a little bit harder. So that one was, I'm sitting at 1-1 on these seven here, John. I missed that one. And this next point, it is not going to help me out very much here. So
okay.
I had said that at the beginning of the year, I said that I thought you would see the largest exit of realtors in the Mid-Columbia that we had seen over the course of the last 3 years. I even had notes back there that said, Lance, you can't say that on this radio show, is what we had written down when we were talking about it. Because, but there was a lot going on. We were looking at 30 to 35% less number of transactions in the Mid-Columbia that had been happening over the previous 2 years. And then I also wrote down, I don't know if I was in a bad mood when I made this prediction last time, or I thought the industry changes, the contract changes, the buyer agency changes that were happening, I thought all of that combined with the lower number of transactions would have a bigger impact on agents coming in, but it just didn't. Currently, right now, at the Tri-City Association of Realtors, we're sitting at about 1,260 active agents. And this time last year, we were right around about 1,120. So we picked up about 140 new agents over the course of 2024. And I was not expecting that. Now, luckily, and I'm going to report this in about a month when I have all the final numbers, I've already seen some of them. Luckily, our transaction numbers are starting to trend back up for our area. You know, we had dipped down to probably the lowest point we had seen in 3 years last year. But we're trending back up in 2024. We're going to be reporting when I have all the final numbers per city that at least, although we added those agents, and, you know, sometimes you add new agents and they only do two or three deals in a year.
Yeah.
And when you look at those numbers, but we actually, the association added agents, and I just didn't see that one coming. I did not think that was going to be the case. So now we have a problem, McKay, because I'm one for three on this situation here. So that one was a miss for sure. Before we go into break, though, I'm going to hit you with number four because I think I'm going to tie things back up here a little bit. I had said that I thought what I called house hacking was going to be here to stay. And what did I mean by that? House hacking is basically a term that has come into the real estate industry the last 2 years. And by that, a lot of people mean they're using multi-generational living to afford houses. Okay. Or they're buying houses where they can rent out a room. Mm-hmm. Or they're buying houses where they can put an ADU on the property and rent it out or get somebody to live in that home as well. Well, That one I did get right. It is more prevalent than we have seen. The cities, the counties, they've all had informational meetings on this in the last 6 months because it's becoming more popular. We're seeing builders have this as an add-on, as an option in our market for these lots to where they're adding ADUs. We're seeing multi-generational living setups come in with the new construction, and I'm seeing a large number of people remodel parts of the house so that they can set this up. I was in three appointments over the course of the last week mm-hmm. where people were either doing boundary line adjustments, they were doing short plats to lots that they had, or they were adding ADUs so that either their adult children or their in-laws could be moving to the property with them. So this is a trend that is not going away, and it's one of the ways that we're helping the next generation get into homes where people mm-hmm. are either like, hey, I've had this 5-acre parcel. The only way my, you know, son and daughter-in-law are ever going to be able to afford a house is if I parcel off the back 2.5 acres and then gift that to them so that they can build there. So we're seeing more and more of that in the market. That one I absolutely did nail on that. And mm-hmm. so in that situation, we've seen more of that than I thought we would.
Yeah.
All right, John, I'm running about 50% on this deal. When we come back from the break, we're gonna finish it off and see how I did with the last three predictions we had made back in 2024.
Right here on News Talk 870. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been taking a look at predictions I made in 2024 mm-hmm. at the beginning of the year. I think we're running about 50% pre-break.
2 for 4.
And so we've got three more big ones to go over for you. But before I do, I've got some great inventory for you. And we're having that, you know, there's definitely some things going on weather-wise in the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've got winter storms coming through the central area of the country. Also, I do want to mention from a real estate perspective, definitely our thoughts and prayers. I mean, our hearts go out to what happened in LA there. And then it's interesting. There's going to be some talk about what goes on there. And there's going to be some information about insurance and the cost of real estate. Right now, we actually have a personal connection to that because one of our staff members, her son went with Benton County on one of the crews.
Ooh,
and so
that's pretty cool.
He's down there fighting those fires right now. So Connor, thanks for what you do. And thanks to all the firefighters from the area that went down there. It's amazing what you guys do. So yeah, so we're going to be keeping an eye on that and then talking to some experts about what goes on there. But here locally, we've had this amazing mild winter so far. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, we get almost like a pre-spring market that pops up because people that were thinking about selling in the new year, we can take good pictures, we can get great drone shots. And so there's some awesome inventory coming up. And pick number one that I've got, this is the address is 1 Bullpen Lane in Pasco. This is out in North Pasco. And this is a 2023 custom-built home on 1 acre, 10-foot ceilings, RV parking. There's some gorgeous views of the Columbia River. The kitchen is absolutely a dream kitchen. Huge island, walk-in pantry, stainless steel appliances. Absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous, high-end kitchen. The primary suite, basically picture a spa. That's what you're going to get. A huge walk-in shower, soaking tub, spacious walk-in closet. And then the garage, I think the garage is almost 1,800 square feet. Like the garage is bigger than a bunch of houses that I sell. There's a pass-through bay that makes it really easy for those that can't back. This place is just absolutely done up to the nines here. And that's coming in at $1,049,000 on that property. But when you get out there and see it, it truly is a new construction estate type home out there. Pick number two, I'm going to take you to Richland, 2342 Davison in Richland. This is just one of those absolutely coveted spots in North Richland, two blocks from the river, open deck, big lot. You've got engineered hardwood flooring throughout the sunken living room, cozy fireplace. You've got butcher block counters, full tile backsplash, tons of counter space. The kitchen is an absolute dream in this property. And then the lower level, you have all kinds of fun and relaxation, large family room, second fireplace, wet bar for entertaining. This is a great, great North Richland property, also near the river, and then coming in priced at $680,000. So my whole theme this week is near the river. So I've got a condo at Columbia Point, 485 Columbia Point, three bedroom, three bath, 2,100 square feet at the crossings at Columbia Point. Okay. Open concept living room, dining area, office on the main level, modern kitchen, stainless steel appliances here as well, lots of tile, massive primary suite with a fireplace and a sitting area. And this just puts you right there in the mix of all the restaurants. I mean, you've got Perch, Lulu, the Marina, Walking Pass, and that's coming in at $449,900. We've got that at a price right now that is very, very attractive to get into Columbia Point. So that's my pick three. Take advantage of our mild weather that we've had so far. Get out there. If you've thought about purchasing, give us a call. We'd love to help you out with any of those properties. All right, so I pulled out the predictions that we wrote in 2024, and I'm not one of those guys that just makes those predictions and then hopefully nobody goes back and looks at that show. We're actually pulling them back out, having some accountability here and seeing what we got right. So the fifth prediction I had at the beginning of 2024 is I said for renters, incentives would be back in 2024. Okay. What I mean by that is it had been years since we had seen any sort of incentives that went along with rentals, getting properties rented. But we thought that there was a lot of new inventory coming on the market. There was a lot of apartments coming on the market, a lot of new multifamily projects that are coming on the market. Mm-hmm. And there still is quite a few when you drive around and look at what's under construction. And so I said we would see those incentives come back. And I got to tell you, just even in the fourth quarter, scanning a few of the ads that are out there, I just wrote down a couple from the first five ads that we had clicked on. Waived admin fee with accepted application. I saw 1 month free rent. I saw reduced rent on selected units. I saw many listings that had half off of the first month. So I got to tell you, we absolutely nailed that one. The incentives on the rental side are back, and you do see that in the ads. So for people that are relocating here and also looking at getting a rental before they buy, there are some deals out there and some move-in specials, especially with some of these new complexes that you see out there. So if you have any questions about that, or if you're struggling to get a property rented and you're wondering what's going on with that, our property management team would love to talk to you about that. And they've got some great marketing programs to help with that. But we are having to be more aggressive with those incentives. So prediction number six that I had, John.
Okay, so now you're 3 for 5.
Yeah, we're 3 for 5, so we're doing a little bit better.
600.
Ice.
That's a good batting average.
You know what? That's a softball dad right there. that is a softball dad right there. So the prediction I had is I said that you will see the largest sales number that we have ever seen in Tri-Cities for townhouses and condos. Why I was predicting that is because as the market made adjustments to material costs, availability of land, and the big driving force was affordability, our new home buyers and our millennial home buyers were representing the biggest chunk of first-time home buyers. They would have to find something to purchase.
Yes.
Okay. And my notes even said the shared wall is finally going to be in style. That's how I wrote it at the beginning of 2024. And so this is just, I knew alternative housing, we have to put these people somewhere. Mm-hmm. So if I take you back to 2023, at the time when I said this, in 2023, we had had 191 of those units sell in 2023.
Okay.
For an average sales price of $352,000. And that's what I thought would be pushing this, was the sales price. Okay. The previous year, 2023 over 2022, the increase was about 6%. So it was starting to trend up slightly. 2024, we went from 191 sales. In 2024, we ended up with 304 of these units sold. The average sales price jumped, which is not great. So we can talk about sometimes the negative effects of this. Mm-hmm. But it jumped to $369,000. But for the Tri-Cities market, I have to tell you, I absolutely nailed this one, because that's a 59% increase in the number of sales in this sector. To change something by that percentage in Tri-Cities, usually something very, very major has to happen. And so that's a staggering increase. It was actually more than I expected. And so, I mean, I was correct that it was going to be a lot more, but mm-hmm. this is like whatever more than a lot is, just whatever more than a lot. This was a huge difference and jump in that. And a lot of it just comes down to affordability. Like, what are people going to buy? Mm-hmm. And so to get the houses affordable with the land prices and the construction materials and the costs we have, your first home, you might have to look at a shared wall product like a condo or a townhouse.
Yeah.
And that trend has been happening in other bigger metro areas for years, and it has come to the Tri-Cities now and is becoming more of a force in our numbers when you look at that. The last thing prediction that I had made, number seven.
Okay.
Is I said, once again, also not popular with my peers, but I said that the West Coast is overpriced for the first time. So my prediction was, we always look at like the hottest markets. What do we think is going to be the hottest markets?
Yeah.
So I had written down that I thought 7 of the 10 hottest real estate markets would be from the Midwest East. Meaning the West Coast, I felt like, was just overpriced, mm-hmm. and we couldn't sustain that being some of the hottest real estate markets. So the numbers are in for 2024, mm-hmm. and I've got the top 10 for you so that we can look at that. Number 10, Delaware.
Okay.
Median home price there, $360,000, you know, also close to big employment centers. So yes. People could buy in Delaware for $360,000, be close, even if they were going into bigger market centers for a couple times a week, you could buy in Delaware. That came in at number 10. Number 9, I've loved this market for a while, Indiana. Indianapolis, good employment numbers. But look at this. This reminds me of Tri-City 6 years ago. Median price in India, $265,000. So the price that we just talked about, townhomes and condos in the previous point at $369,000.
Yeah.
If you can find employment in Indianapolis, you know, housing price is very, very affordable. Georgia coming in at number 8. $385,000 median price. Number 7 hottest market, Tennessee. what Nashville and the rest of the Tennessee markets has done in the last 5 years has been crazy. They still, though, in Tennessee are bringing in a median price of $393. So those markets have had quite a bit of appreciation already, but still in an affordable market. Number six now. Here's where this one's got to count against me here for my 7-10. Nevada still had a very, very strong showing by, really fueled by some good sales around the Las Vegas metro markets as well. But here's where you get a price jump that this is the West Coast that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
$458,000 on the median price. It's not cheap to live in Nevada in that situation. This one surprised me, but it really fell into my East Coast, what I was talking about. New Jersey coming in at number five, median prices, $532, cranking up a little bit. North Carolina, here's exactly what we were talking about. If you can't afford the West Coast beaches,
the East Coast,
here we go. North Carolina making the list number four, with a median price of $383,000. Hot real estate market last year. Arizona, still, I think you've still got snowbird situation there. You've got a lot of Canadians that end up buying in Arizona as well, for weather reasons. That market still staying relatively strong. Median price there, $450,000.
Okay.
And then once again, here we go, right back, South Carolina. Number two on the list with a median price of $387,000. Mm. So still pretty affordable for a coastal state in that situation. Mm-hmm. And then number one, even with all of the condo issues, all of the HOA issues, everything that's happened in this state, still coming in super strong. Number one on the list, Florida. So just as I predicted on that one, it just had to happen. Like, we had gotten our Western states, we had gotten what I call the COVID Yellowstone effect. I mean, you look back, everybody wanted to be like Rip and Kevin Costner and move to Idaho, move to Wyoming, move to Montana. All of our Western states had a lot of amazing publicity that happened from 2020 on. Mm-hmm. And so, but there comes a point where we have to have jobs that support those prices. And so I really just see this as kind of an evening out of what's happened as people look for those situations to move to. So absolutely exactly happened what I thought, and 8 of the 10 markets that we were looking at,
so we'll give you a win,
we're Midwest East Coast. So John, I came out pretty good on this. I mean, I missed two really bad. Like, I didn't miss them by a little bit. Like, I messed those two up for sure. But I was excited to see that some of those other, I call them leading indicators that we were looking at, helped us make some good predictions in the market. So what I'm doing right now is I'm prepping our show. In a week or two, I'm going to hit you back with some 2025 predictions so we can keep this game going and what's happening. But thank you for listening to our advice, and some of those turned out to be pretty close to what we were seeing happen. And it's good to go back and reflect on what actually did happen and make those changes and pivot a little bit, as they like to say. But we're always looking at this data, analyzing it. We have a great time bringing this to the consumer, helping them in this situation. If you have any questions about anything we talked about, go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message, and I would love to help. And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Our house in the middle.